Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
We're joined now by Bobby Moulton, Unite's National Officer for Docs. Bobby, very nice to speak to you this morning. I understand you're off to join the negotiations in an hour or so, so interesting to speak to you in the run-up to that. Can I just get your confirmation and thoughts on what we heard there? One specific comment from Paul Davey at the Port of Felix. So he said that you've not put the current offer that's been put on the table, you have not put that to your employees. Can you confirm that? And if so, why have you not put it to your employees?
Yes, I can confirm that. And the reason is that when we first met the workforce, we asked them what they want, because Unite is a democratic union. And it's the members that tell us what to do, not the other way around. And what they said to us is that they wanted an increase that would at least match inflation. And the message from these people, who are not militant people, it's the first strike in the port for 31 years, but they said to us, go and ask for an increase that's in line with inflation, in line with the RPI, and don't come back unless you get anything less. Now, that's exactly what we've done. And we had a ballot, which, as you know, returned a 92%. 92% of our people were saying that they wish to go on strike because the company are completely intransigent on the offer that they've made.
Well, if 7.5% plus a £500 bonus isn't enough, what exactly do you want? At what rate do you calculate inflation? How much do you want in percentage terms? What would satisfy your workers?
Well, first of all, it's not 7.5%. It's 7% plus the £500 one-off bonus, which is not consolidated into the wage. So once you take your national insurance increase and the income tax out of it, it would be just above £300. So that's the offer that they've made. Now, that's unacceptable to my members. And again, what we are saying to the company is that enter into meaningful negotiations and there will be a figure. There will be a figure somewhere between 7% and the RPI figure, which at the moment is 12.3. And that's how negotiations take place. We get around the table and we arrive at that figure. And once we get to that figure, there would be a recommendation to the workforce to accept it.
Okay, so because earlier on you said that the workforce, you weren't going to go back to them and get their view on any pay offer because it wasn't RPI. And I was just looking on the terminal, at Bloomberg terminal, at where RPI is, and 12.3%, as you rightly said, was the last reading. So there is room then somewhere between 7 and 12.3. Is that's your message?
Yes, that I would imagine that movement could be made, but The company needs to enter into meaningful negotiations. The last offer we had from the company was that we will meet you, we will sit down with you, but we will not move an inch on the offer that we've made. Now, under those circumstances, we can't have meaningful negotiations.
The need, though, for a big increase in people's pay is to do with energy prices largely. Isn't it actually down to government rather than companies to tackle that, to give people a subsidy in terms of their energy bills? We were talking to Auxilium this morning. They predict £6,000 for the average energy bill come April. Isn't it government that needs to act?
Well, if it's going to be £6,000, maybe I need to ask for more than the inflation rate. No. We are not talking about government here, and it's partly due to the cost of living crisis, partly due, but it's also relative to the profits the company make. They're an extremely wealthy company. They're in extremely wealthy profits, and my message to them is that if you can afford to pay it, then pay it.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.